Several international developments this week signal escalating tensions across multiple theaters. Most concerning is the report that a Russian drone strike targeted a nuclear fuel storage site near Chernobyl, raising fears about potential radiological contamination in an already sensitive area.
The Chernobyl attack represents a dangerous escalation in Russia's targeting strategy. Even if the site wasn't actively generating power, hitting nuclear storage facilities creates risks that extend far beyond Ukraine's borders. Radioactive material dispersal could affect NATO countries, potentially triggering Article 5 consultations.
Ukraine's response has been to intensify its own maritime campaign. The attacks on cargo ships in the Sea of Azov and the drone strike at a Romanian port represent an expansion of Ukraine's operational reach. But operating in Romanian territory, even with their government's apparent consent, complicates NATO's collective defense calculations.
From an economic perspective, these maritime attacks are designed to disrupt Russia's grain and commodity exports. The Sea of Azov handles significant amounts of Russian agricultural products, and sustained attacks could affect global food prices. We've already seen wheat futures increase 12% this month, partly due to supply disruption fears.
France is leading a coordinated response with Britain, Norway, and other allies planning new sanctions over West Bank violence. This represents an interesting shift, European nations taking the lead on Middle East policy, while the U.S. appears more focused on Ukraine and China competition.
The European sanctions initiative reflects growing frustration with U.S. policy paralysis on Israel-Palestine issues. European leaders see an opportunity to assert independent foreign policy leadership, particularly as American domestic politics make Middle East engagement more complicated for any administration.
In the Western Hemisphere, Raul Castro made his first public appearance since being indicted by U.S. authorities on murder charges related to a 1996 shootdown. At 95, his defiant appearance on Cuban state television sends a clear message that Cuba won't be intimidated by American legal proceedings.
The Castro appearance is symbolically important for Cuba's government legitimacy. By showing that their former leader remains unbowed by U.S. legal pressure, they're demonstrating regime continuity and resistance to American influence. This will likely complicate any future diplomatic engagement attempts.
Immigration enforcement continues to generate international tensions. NPR's investigation found that over 200 Filipino sailors were deported from the U.S. without formal charges, raising questions about due process and maritime labor rights under international law.
The Filipino sailor deportations highlight how immigration enforcement intersects with international trade. These workers are essential to global shipping operations, and aggressive enforcement could disrupt maritime commerce. The Philippines has already filed diplomatic protests, and other nations may follow suit.
China-Taiwan tensions remain elevated, with Trump reportedly leaving the door open to direct contact with Taiwan's president despite Chinese warnings. This kind of ambiguity serves Trump's negotiating style, but creates uncertainty for allies who need to plan military and economic responses to potential Chinese actions.
Trump's Taiwan positioning reflects broader questions about U.S. commitment to allied defense. When presidential candidates suggest they might change fundamental diplomatic relationships, it forces allies to develop contingency plans that don't rely on American support. This could accelerate military buildups across Asia.
European intelligence sources report that Putin allies are still operating Western luxury aircraft despite sanctions. This suggests that enforcement mechanisms remain inadequate, particularly for assets that can be moved internationally or operated through complex ownership structures.
The sanctions evasion problem undermines the entire architecture of economic pressure against Russia. If oligarchs can maintain their luxury lifestyles through creative financing and jurisdictional shopping, it reduces the domestic pressure they might otherwise place on Putin to end the war.
Meanwhile, NATO's Arctic deployments represent a long-term strategic repositioning for climate change realities. As ice melts and new shipping routes open, military control of Arctic waters becomes economically valuable beyond just traditional security considerations.
The economic stakes in the Arctic are enormous. Estimates suggest the region contains 30% of the world's undiscovered natural gas, and 13% of its oil reserves. As these resources become more accessible due to climate change, military positioning becomes about economic control as much as traditional security.
The simultaneous activation of NATO's drone fleet and Finland battle group also demonstrates alliance coordination capabilities. When multiple complex operations launch on the same day across different countries, it shows sophisticated planning and communication systems that would be crucial in any broader conflict.